Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Visit blackoutx.com/Doug and stay tuned for your exclusive discount code.
Welcome to Getting Doug with Hi. My guest today, start sending your Twitter questions. What's your Twitter handle?
At Shane Comedy.
At Shane Comedy, because his last name is Moss, and it's spelled M-A-U-S-S.
Like, that's such a pain for people. I wish I would have never done that, but I think someone else took Shane Moss and is, like, posing. I don't know. Anyway, yeah. At Shane Comedy.
Yeah, at Shane Comedy. And, very funny comedian. He's been on my other podcast, Doug Loves Movies. And we haven't ever really smoked together. We were just talking before the show started. By circumstance,
this
we never
like
did.
This is, maybe the most excited I've ever been to smoke weed since, like, I was
That's awesome.
A very young man. In my mind, I'm going to be very funny and smart and charming.
All right.
But also, I could end up having a panic attack in a fetal position.
We have an EMT standing by, as always, here on the show, if you have a medical issue. But I think you're going to be all right. I think we got some really smooth, nice things to smoke today. Do you have a... Do you smoke like once a week?
Yeah, and the last time I smoked was in Portland for the Bridgetown Comedy Festival.
Oh, so that must have been really good weed.
It was fantastic, but I had hash oil out of a vaporizer, which I had never done before, mm-hmm. and I was like, I had a long night. I'd done mushrooms and like DMT and all this other crap, but I was smoking this, and I was like, oh, it's not doing anything. I guess because of the mushrooms, it's just not doing anything. And so I just kept on smoking this hash oil vaporizer,
yeah.
And then I fainted into Reggie Watts' arms.
Oh.
And they almost called the ambulance.
Yeah, you greened out.
Yeah, yeah. I've never fainted in my life. It's the first time ever, and I haven't smoked since, so.
All right, here we go. Well, you know, Reggie's been on this show, and
yeah.
So his spirit is with us to try and catch you as you fall back into space. that's a good story. This guest... Shane Moss over here, M-A-U-S-S, hasn't smoked since he fainted from smoking weed in Portland.
Yeah.
And now you're on the show today. This is,
I'm
very excited. I've never had the opportunity to really force someone to faint.
And I'm going to try my best to keep
up
with you, which is already a mistake in saying that.
All right, well, I'll slow down. Don't you worry. Our friends at Blackout X, as mentioned at the top of the show, sent us these new vape pens today, and they are the only refillable disposables on the market that do liquid, oil, and soft wax. All those things can go into this thing. Today we've got them filled with wax. So, and we preloaded one for you as well, Shane, and you get to keep it, actually.
Oh, really? That's amazing.
It's a little takeaway gift.
Even though the last time I touched this, I fainted, but...
yeah, that's something for you if you want to go home and faint at home.
Should I take this
take
home?
Take it out.
And,
no, we're going to smoke them right here on the show to show people how awesome they are. It's super light and easy to carry around, and it doesn't have any buttons on it. You just take a hit, and I just tried one for the first time. And it didn't need to warm up much or anything. Like, I just hit it, and it worked nicely.
Whoops.
419, so you still have 1 minute to unpackage that thing.
Okay.
So we can smoke them right at 420.
Go. It's just like it looks. It's very intuitive, simple to understand,
mm-hmm.
and I still almost broke it.
The battery lasts for 300 puffs, or approximately 300 puffs.
So what's in there right now?
Right now we got, what did I say, wax? Yeah, it's filled with wax today. And visit Blackout getx.com/Doug. Use promo code GettingDoug. You get three of these for just $25, and they normally retail for $15.
Now, what's hash technically? Which is what I fainted, because it's just like a very concentrated...
Yeah, it's stronger. It's going to hit you harder.
But what is it? How do they make it?
I don't make it. I don't know. Thanks to Breaking Bad, I could tell you more about meth production than I could tell you about hash oil production. But I just know that it's pretty strong. But in the form of these pens, I find it to be not that strong. So we'll see where we land on this. I'm very excited. It's 420. Cheers. Holy, you seem pretty serious about keeping up with me. That was a long ass hit.
I have big lungs.
That's good, right? It's pretty smooth.
Yeah, it's not bad. For how much smoke I just put into my body, that was pretty smooth.
Yeah.
That was enjoyable.
Well, usually when I do dabs, I have serious coughing fits afterwards, you know. But this seems pretty nice.
Would you like to hear... a hilarious story?
This is the perfect place for it. Getting high and telling funny stories. Let's do it.
My sister...
Fuck the cards.
I'm from Wisconsin, originally. Mm-hmm. And my sister's a very kind of innocent person. She went through a little party phase and everything, but she's very naive, innocent Wisconsinite.
But when you're telling a story, don't feel obligated to...
Right, that makes sense, with the time and everything. And
I was just hitting it because you were talking.
Right. So, fair enough. Anyhow, she came out to visit with my brother-in-law, who's also like one of my very best friends from high school and all mm-hmm. that. Came to visit. It's her and I and my girlfriend and my brother-in-law sitting around a table, and I start passing a joint around. I didn't realize she doesn't smoke weed anymore. And she goes, I guess I'll try a hit. Oh. She goes, Shane, you're always getting me to do things that I shouldn't be doing. Remember that time you made me smoke crack? And I go, what? What are you talking about? She's like, yeah, that time you made me smoke crack. I'm like, no, you smoked crack with someone else, apparently, and we're so high on crack, you thought you were with your brother. It's like, no. She goes, no, I'm telling you, we smoked crack together. I'm like, what the fuck? Because I used to drink a lot. I used to black out all the time. So I'm like searching my memory. But I'm like, did I smoke crack for the first time while blacked out drunk and then give it to my sister? And why was I hanging out with my sister? And my brother-in-law is like going to strangle me. My girlfriend's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You're smoking crack with your sister. She goes, yeah, you were heating up that spoon. I'm like, whoa. We were doing heroin.
I wouldn't even
what
know how to do that,
yeah.
While I was blackout drunk.
Yeah, there's no way this happened. I go, Carissa, where was this? She goes, Appleton, Wisconsin. I was like, oh, I was at Skyline Comedy Cafe mm-hmm. in Appleton, and they have a condo afterwards. She came over. I had hash. I was hot knifing hash on the stove. She thought it was crack and was like,
and
oh,
and did it because it's with her brother.
Yeah. So
my brother wants me to smoke crack.
Okay.
Why not? Let's do it.
And so for like the last five
Bros
years,
before hoes.
She's been just apparently just in her mind, she just smoked crack with her brother. So she's just
and
been
that's
telling
a story
people.
She tells people.
Yeah.
One time Shane hooked me up with some crack.
Yeah, I'm sure my family already just thinks I'm a horrible person, and now they think I made my sister smoke crack.
What do you think your family will think of watching you on this program?
In my mind, I just tell myself that they haven't figured out the internet yet. And I think that's fairly accurate.
That's good.
It's nice to imagine that's the case.
But But what will they think of it if they did happen to figure it out?
I'm not too worried about it. It's like there's always a complaint anytime they see my show or something. Right. They're like,
but at least you weren't doing crack.
Thing? Yeah.
At least you're finally off the crack.
Right. I'm glad my sister didn't then later run into somebody who had crack and was like, oh, I had that one time with my brother.
Let's
it was
try
fun
it again.
And laid back. Yeah. My sister's crack.
I heard it's not. Sometimes I read somewhere or saw something. I don't even know. But somewhere I heard that cracks. Oh, it was David Cross said that you can do crack once and not get hooked.
I saw that episode. That sounds dangerous. I've done a lot of drugs. I smoked cocaine.
But I went into that story like I read it somewhere, you know. It was just David Cross saying he did it once and walked away.
I smoked cocaine one time, not realizing that's like what
I had that
is.
Offered to me once and passed on it.
I just didn't know. I was like, oh, I've done cocaine, so I can smoke cocaine.
Sure.
And then they're like, oh, you just smoke crack. I was like, oops.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have. You didn't present that like that.
Right.
That
you didn't
before.
Say it the right way. did I mention promo code Getting Doug for the three for $25 and that the code's good for only 1 week? 1 week. Do we have the code in Chiron or whatever? Throw it up there again. Getting Doug, all one word. We got to talk about the strains that we have today. Oh, look at you, just going after the monster and clearing it. You're really good at doing drugs.
I used to do so many drugs.
I just guess that's why you could do just smoke once a week now. So good at it.
I've done my fair share.
You're regimented. Is it a specific day a week?
Nope. And I almost never feel like smoking. It's just like other people have. And I'll be like, yeah, all right. I'd say maybe once a month I'll smoke it by myself at home. But I used to smoke, like, every day.
Fair enough. And how's it going so far? How are you feeling with everything we've been smoking so far?
So far, so good.
That we smoked out of the big one here is a sativa hybrid called J1, a cross between Skunk Number One and Jack Herer. And Leafly describes J1 as a high-energy hybrid with an uplifting, clear-headed buzz, which is very good to hear because I'm leaving here after the show and I'm going to be on At Midnight. And I need to be uplifted and clear.
You're on At Midnight.
Yeah. I've done it a couple times. Right after this show, I go straight to there and do that.
Wait, how much time do you have in between?
Maybe like an hour or so, maybe 90 minutes.
I could not do that. I'm going rock climbing after this.
Oh, okay. See, that's that's the last thing I would do is rock climbing. I love going on roller coasters and stuff high, but
I've never tried it.
And movies. I haven't seen a movie not high in forever, but yeah, going and doing the game show thing, it's just like, it's just a fun challenge for me to be like as fucked up as I can get.
That sounds a little terrifying to me, having to answer like lots of quiz-like questions.
You just hit the buzzer and say something. It's not Jeopardy.
Yeah.
But even if it was Jeopardy, I'd still be pretty good at that too, I think.
I'm like 50-50 on getting high on stage. Like the first two times I did it was like unfucking believable. And then the couple other times, I was like repeating a lot of jokes and stuff.
Right.
One time, I was doing so well that I told it was just a really hot crowd, and I was a feature act, so it was easy. And I told half of a setup, and then the other half of a punchline to a joke. You know, so
and
it just
sort
made,
of made
no
sense.
Sense, and it just crushed.
Oh.
They were just laughing at everything, and then I had to go back and explain to them, well, high and on pills that. The joke that they just laughed at made no sense whatsoever.
You had to explain it to them?
Yeah.
You couldn't just let it go?
Yeah.
That's how high you were.
I'm feeling very high now that I just heard those words out of my mouth.
Right? Yeah, like when you get really high, you start to say sentences where you get scared of how much repetition there's been in there. But that's where drunks are so different, is they don't concern themselves with what other people are thinking while they're drunk. You know, at least pot smokers are concerned about things.
Yeah.
You know, drunks are just, fuck everything.
Did you ever see me blacked out drunk?
I don't know if I have.
I was close to it in Austin.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it's real problematic.
I've been blackout drunk a couple of times on podcasts, and listening to it later is a sad affair. On our Leafly does reviews of the different strains that all strains, but the ones we smoke, we like to read what Leafly has to say about it. And on Leafly, it says David Cross likes this strain, and David Cross doesn't like anything. Oh, that's cool. And then the indica today. The scary indica is a super skunk. Oh, I gotta smell this. And it says that it carries a very strong skunky smell and provides a pleasant high with a little body to it.
Has anyone ever freaked out on this show?
Define freaked out.
Like had like a real hard time with it?
Not a real hard time. You want to smell that?
Yeah.
Eric Andre immediately needed a hoodie and then disappeared into it. Like he borrowed a hoodie from somebody on the crew. And then Jeff Ross stood up and started walking around a little bit. Had to kind of walk it off for a second, which was funny. David Cross became like, you know, at one point he was telling a story and he forgot part of it. And then he said, that's why I don't like smoking weed.
Well, everyone forgets their stories.
But
high.
He condemned weed on this show of all places. It's really not gonna.
He was against weed.
Nobody watching is like, yeah, he's right.
Yeah.
Weed's bad. I had fun with him, but some people were bummed out by it. But the super skunk, according to Leafly, best tasting marijuana on earth. I could smoke it for days just to have that taste in my mouth.
This is the one we haven't had that I just smelled.
Yeah. Did it smell like it?
Do you have a vaporizer?
Volcano
that's
or something.
That's what I smoked as a vaporizer. I was smoking a vaporizer.
Yeah, yeah.
That means I've had probably about enough. I might have a little bit more though.
But you meant more like some sort of machine or something, or something.
I've seen you with the fancy apparatus.
We've had some on the show.
Thing.
Yeah, but you know, Blackout X provided these for this show, so
they're very nice.
We're giving them the nod and getting that deal for the. The viewers, let's ask you a high history question.
Okay.
Ever smoke with somebody, you know, noted, famous?
MacGyver.
What? Richard Dean
awesome.
Anderson?
No, I've always wanted to.
I knew the dude's name. Will Forte? I should have said Will Forte.
There's a lot of like MacGyver-esque people weed scene, you know, so I've come close.
Maybe Will Forte doesn't smoke at all. I didn't mean to out him I don't know what he does.
I had a chance to smoke with Willie Nelson, and I didn't because my ex-girlfriend didn't want me to. And sometimes I think about how, like...
She wasn't your ex-girlfriend at the time that she didn't want you to.
Right, right.
She is now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then she did not want you to.
Yeah.
That'd be weird to be like, I didn't do that because my ex-girlfriend didn't want me to do it. We'd broken up. She still,
yeah, but
she still had some certain boundaries she wanted me to stay within. So that sucks. Did she think you were going to get too high, or she was jealous?
Sometimes I look back at that relationship and I'm like, I screwed up a lot in that relationship, and then I think about how I didn't get to smoke with Willie Nelson because of her, and I'm like, oh, you know, I think she was wrong a lot of times.
Yeah. Well, she's the ultimately wrong person.
Yeah. I mean, no one can argue with that.
I can't.
Have you smoked weed with Willie Nelson?
No, but, you know, our guest last week knows Willie and said he's going to try to get him to come do this. So
I was with a High Times
super
person.
Excited. Oh, man, dude, I can't believe that's like that's a thing you just have to do for humanity, you know, you can tell the rest of the world that it happened.
There's this weird festival outside Austin, like a couple hours. What is it? Like outdoor. I did it with Moshe Kasher one year, years ago. Fuck. It's this really fucking weird festival out in the middle of nowhere. And you go there, and it's all like, it's this huge festival, and like 20 people are there, like at this festival. And there's like 50 bands playing. And it's just the craziest. There's all this weird art, and like just no one's there for it.
That sounds awesome.
You'd remember it if you had been there.
Yeah. Because they had comedy there, too?
Yeah, they had, like, a life-size version of the game Mousetrap, and, like, a bowling ball went around and knocked things over, and then a safe landed on a car, And then I ate mushrooms. When I saw that happen, I was like, oh, I should eat mushrooms right now. And then there was like,
you sure it wasn't the other way around?
Yeah, yeah, I'm absolutely sure.
All right, we got to go to a break, but when we come back, I'll try to bring some structure to this program. We'll be right back.
Hello. Simply put, there are just too many videos on our website. That's why we're going to permanently delete all videos from YouTube and start fresh with Jash. So who is Jash?
Jash. Baby, I'm terrified and I know you are too. Sounds crazy.
Some sort of a technical thing happened during the break, and they're working on it, and but we're live, so we have to keep going. Hopefully I'm looking at approximately the correct camera. 2,243 people are watching this fuck up right now, and we're pretty fucked up right now.
Yeah.
You were saying during the break, I believe the quote was, I'm really high.
I'm very high. Very, very I wasn't high. Expecting to get my makeup done.
That's
makes
a little
it seem
thing
very
we do for people. Yeah, yeah.
I like it.
It looks nice, you know. Put a nice face on drug addiction.
What do you do to wind down? Do you like do?
I just
accounting?
Sort of leave. I just sort of relax in traffic because the traffic getting out of here when you go home is terrible.
Yeah,
it's a bad time of day to be done with work and then have to drive home. But
like when you punch out, do you go still go and smoke more weed?
Yeah, you know, there's a fella that works here at the show named Gabe who he helps me sort of clear the table. Whatever we didn't smoke during the show, we kind of finish it off.
Mm.
I don't want to say
it.
Some other people join in sometimes, depending on who's around. You know,
this is a lot of weed to smoke.
Yeah, we gotta stick with it. Don't give up. Don't give up, Shane.
Trying to hang in there.
But I put some of that that indica, some of this super skunk. I put it in this in what we call the Willy Wonka, and I'm gonna give it a whirl. So tonight when I'm on at midnight, which is taping tonight but airs tomorrow night, you can watch and go, wow, he smoked indica before doing that.
Yeah, if
no
I
wonder,
had to
no
go
wonder
and do
he
another
fell asleep
thing after
on
that,
the buzzer.
I'm like freaking out thinking about having to go and do that.
I love it. I get excited about it.
Do you do mushrooms? No. You've never done them, right?
I haven't not done them. I've done them a couple of times. So I don't really feel like I've done them. Like, I don't really feel like I've committed to it. Like, ecstasy is the same way. I tried it a couple times and just,
yeah,
for whatever reason.
Too.
Everybody's got an excuse. You were too drunk. You were too high. You weren't high or drunk enough. You know, like, but ecstasy didn't, both times I had it, I just think I had a bad, is there such a thing as like a bad dose of
my
ecstasy?
My face was stuck like this. And
that
I was just freaking
that
everybody
seem
out.
Like ecstasy
and someone
at
had
all.
To be like, hey Shane, your face, it's like stuck like this. Just, I was like, oh, and then I like curled up into a corner.
I get stuck on the show sometimes, an eyebrow will get stuck crazy, or one of my eyes will be like half closed, or both. On at midnight, they were showing you things that I'm looking at. So like, I'm high, but I'm also like, I'm like trying to read stuff. So that's why I get so squinty looking on that show. Like on this show, I don't think I'm that squinty. But also, it's just so it's the same joke all the time, same racist comment, you know?
Yeah. You're definitely squinty.
Yeah, I can't argue with that.
I am.
I'm not going to have a squinty argument, but there's just no reason to drag racial
now
words
I'm thinking about how
it.
Squinty I'm going to look to myself later on.
You're not squinty right now. Your eyes are pretty red, though. Like, that's one thing that, like, I used to stay on top of that. I used to always, like, have eye drops, you know? And then, oh, you're going to go for the indica?
Yeah, I think
all
so.
All right, dude. Good luck. While you take that hit, I'm going to ask you a Twitter question. This is from someone called It's Me, the Pope, on Twitter. I guess It's Me, the Comedy was probably taken already. or it's me, the moss. What is the most you have ever smoked in one sitting?
I used to own a 6-foot bong when I was like 16 years old. And I remember we often kept it at this one guy's house. He was a few years older than us. And he would have, for whatever reason, sometimes there's this 65-year-old weird baked guy who we would make stand on the couch. He was like only 5 feet tall or something. So we'd make him stand on the couch and smoke this 6-foot bong, or we wouldn't give him weed. We were like 16 years old doing this with like a 65-year-old man. And then sometimes we would drive around with a 5-foot-long bong or 6-foot-long bong in the car, and someone would have to light it from the passenger seat, and you'd be in the back seat smoking it. So we were pretty smart.
That's a hard one to ditch if you get pulled over.
Yeah. I've been pulled over with weed many, many times.
What happens? Usually just
I just don't
fake your way through it?
I just don't let them search my car, and then
they say we're going to search, and you say no.
Yeah.
And that works everywhere.
It's always worked for me.
This has happened to you in more than one state.
Yeah, a bunch of times.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I mean, that's what I always like. If I have something,
I had mushrooms in my car one time, like a whole bunch.
Whew. All over the car, on the seats,
in the trunk and stuff.
Well, the trunk is where they can't look without permission. They have to have a warrant to look in your trunk, I think. Yeah. Right. I think that's how it works. But saying you can't look in my car at all, that's amazing. But can't they try to arrest you for driving impaired? Or
I guess not. I don't know. I was just on a lot of mushrooms. They just kicked in, and then the lights came on in a cop car, and everyone in the car was just like, this is the fucking worst time to be pulled over because the lights were all going crazy. And then I was just like, I gave them my stuff, and then I was like, you can't search my car.
You threw that in there before they even asked?
No, when he asked to search my car. I guess there was a lot of robberies in the area, and then they checked my plates, and everything was fine, and he let us go.
Oh.
That's the closest I've been to going to jail. But I don't know how I got started on that. Oh, highest I've ever been. 6-foot bong.
Good answer. Good answer. Let's do some pot
topics.
How
many tangents did I just go on?
Pot topic!
If you had to estimate the number of tangents in that story.
I didn't catch any. What's going on with my thing here? Got to make sure it's working. Let's do some pot topics.
Okay.
Pot topic!
Yeah, it's working. The federal government may soon stop providing federal water supplies to cannabis growers in Washington and Colorado because federally, marijuana is still illegal. And that is some fucking bullshit right there. They're going to hold back water, like just a basic thing that people deserve and need, because marijuana is still illegal according to them, even though the states have voted for it. And then the pot advocates are, this is what they're going to fight back with. Let me know if you think this will work. That if water is so scarce, you know, if they're cutting back our water because, you know, it's to save somewhere, to use it some other way. If it's so scarce, then shouldn't it also not be used for brewing and distilling harmful substances like beer and liquor?
Yeah, you can't cut off people's water.
It's crazy.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, that's like
that's
going to get everybody upset. That's something that Democrats and conservatives all can just get behind. Like, what? You can't.
Yeah, every single person. Like, I have the one guy from high school whose Facebook page I go on just to see the fucking crazy conspiracies that he's always into. And now I'm going to see that one and be like, fuck, I kind of agree with that.
Yeah. Here's an awesome one, though. This is like, there's so many great, nothing bad has happened in Washington or Colorado since they turned legal. And Colorado law enforcement agencies set up a sobriety checkpoint in Larimer County a couple Saturdays ago. What do you think the ratio of alcohol DUI bus was to pot bus of the drivers at this checkpoint on a Saturday night in a state where weed is legal?
What's the test that they do?
I don't know how they figured it out, but the ratio is pretty pretty interesting.
Is there anyone that does a test? Is there, like, yet a breathalyzer thing for weed?
I think with weed, it's like a swab. They like put something in your cheek and look at that. But then, you know, weed's in your system for a month. So I don't know how that can, you know. Well, I smoked a joint 2 weeks ago. And so now, anyway, the ratio, alcohol to pot, 21 to 1. So for every 21 drunks they were catching one person that they somehow figured out they were stoned.
Yeah, I drove drunk a lot in my life.
I've done it a few times. I'm not proud of it, but I understand why I did it. It's because I was drunk.
Yeah.
You do shit like that when you're drunk.
Oh, yeah. I've done it well over 100 times. Just talking about it now, I'm like,
You just walk off with the keys in your hand.
Yeah.
None of your friends notice you leave, and you just fucking drive. It's terrible.
Alcohol is like, it works really well for a lot of people, but it was kind of like, in ways, the worst thing that I've ever... cigarettes is the worst decision I ever made. 16 years.
Oof.
If I would have just stuck with weed, my life would have been so much better.
Well, you know, Dr. Oz just made an appearance on Larry King, and now he's changed his mind about marijuana, and he believes it is hugely beneficial. But he doesn't think it should necessarily be legalized. He thinks it should be available for medicinal purposes. But, you know, a guy like Dr. Oz, you know, dummies listen to a guy like that. So that's good. It's good that dummies know that a doctor thinks it should be. Like, how much evidence needs to pile up before...
Do you know what I saw in Dr. Oz? My mom was watching it. There's like a vaporizer for alcohol that you can have now. Have you seen that? You can like vaporize wine. And then they're saying
the wine doesn't go into your lungs?
It hits you really, really hard. The alcohol goes into your lungs and it hits you really hard and you get really drunk. The problem is because you're not drinking it, like your body has no way of ejecting it. So people can like drink too much alcohol and not be able to like throw it up. So they could die from like...
From inability to throw up?
From like snifting too many, smoking alcohol.
That's nasty.
Has anyone heard of that? Vaporizer?
I think you're making shit
One up. Person in the back, the way back.
All right. Yeah. One person's heard of it. Don't write to me about it on Twitter. I won't even remember what they're talking about.
You said Dr. Oz.
That was like so confusing to me about alcohol vaporizer. Like, so.
You put it over a candle or something.
Just getting my head around
that. Use a straw.
And then it hits you faster. I mean, vaporizers can hit you pretty hard, pretty fast, you know.
Vapor-tini.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Camera number 4 with the correct answer.
I did not think I was going to teach you something today.
You did. I'm very proud of what we've done here. Somebody named Invicon, wrote, do you think marijuana will be legalized nationwide in the next 5 years or so?
Man. I don't know. I was just smoking with someone and watched someone go off to jail in fucking Texas recently, a comedian.
Really?
So it's like, and we were talking, and like these two cops were like, they came over and they're younger and they're like, kind of, they got it, you know.
What city was this?
We were comics working in Dallas.
Okay.
Well, it was outside a fucking awesome club, the Dallas Hyenas, the Fort Worth Hyenas.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I always watch my shit there. It's too...
Yeah.
It's too...
Such an awesome
public
club.
I love that club.
And we were like, hey, we're just, you know, over with this club. We're comedians, you know, so you're not, you know, you're not cleaning up the streets if you're stopping comedians from getting high, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then this cowboy
shows
up.
Very logical thing to say.
And this cowboy's like... This ain't Colorado, fellas! Like the most stereotypical, and we were like, whoa. And then we're so baked right now, this fucking cartoon's just fucking blowing our minds, and the guy's like, oh, I think I'm going to jail tonight. And we're like, what? How the fuck? You're taking him to jail? And they fucking impounded this guy's car. They wouldn't
but why,
let me
how
take
do they
the
choose
keys.
Him and not you?
Because it was his car. He had, I forget what happened there, but there was like some douchebags from the show that he accidentally invited along, and we tried to shake them, and then these people were loud, and the security cameras caught it. It was a whole fucking ordeal, and then the dude wasn't there for the rest of the weekend. Oh my God, I'm too baked to remember his name right now. I'll tweet it out. Really good dude.
Because he had to spend the weekend in jail.
Yeah.
Shit. All right.
So I don't know about 5 years for places like that. Federally, I think federally it'll be that way.
Oh, you think it's going to flip the other way where the feds are going to say it's okay and then each state is going to make up their own minds?
Yeah.
Or even cities? Like, there's a lot of cities.
What do you think's going to happen?
I think it's just crawling all in the right direction. You know, there may be a setback here and there, but I can't say 5 years for complete legalization. I don't want to give people that much hope. I would rather we would get closer to legalization quicker if everyone just moves to the places that legalize. You know, if those places thrive, then
Colorado's
we're going to get there.
Colorado's going to be so good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just all
people are
the...
moving to Colorado so they can just smoke weed legally. It's a very you know, this whole idea that people won't want to smoke weed because it's legal, that's the craziest notion.
Yeah.
That's not, that might be a certain small appeal to it, especially in a rebellious teenager. But in an adult that still likes weed, fuck,
it's one of those things.
It's because you like how it makes you feel.
Five more years, a few like older people will die and you know, it'll be closer to happening.
Absolutely. But speaking of laws, we've got this game that we can play right now that fits in perfectly. And so it's time for Pot Quiz Hop Shot. Boom, 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 boom. All right. Shane Maz at Shane Comedy on Twitter. I'll say a law and you say whether or it's real or fake. A real law somewhere.
It's a fun game.
Uh-huh, in Kentucky. You've played Kentucky, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've been there, kind of. I played the club there that they call the Cincinnati Funny Bone, but it's across the river and it's in Kentucky. I played there.
Oh, okay.
But they call it the Cincinnati Improv.
Oh, the Cincinnati Funny Bone. Oh, yeah.
Or
yeah,
Funny
yeah.
Bone. Funny Bone. I'm sorry. Yeah, and I normally play. I really like Go Bananas, which is actually in Cincinnati.
Yeah, that club's the best.
Yeah, I like it a lot. All right. So in Kentucky, a female should not appear in a bathing suit on any highway within the state. On a highway in a bathing suit.
I think that's true.
It is. It's real. And I think it's just because they don't want the motorists to be distracted and accidents to happen.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a prude thing necessarily. It's
is
weird, though.
Is my chair loud? I'm just realizing how loud
I've been squeaking, too. And I've been like, from day one, I was like, I don't know about chairs that you can move around in. Because when you get high, you just start like spinning around.
Yeah, I can't tell if I'm being paranoid. Yeah, that's definitely audible.
There's a little squeak to it, yeah. Sometimes a couple people, they get so... I guess when you're listening to something and it's in your ears, maybe the stuff is more... But some people say the sound of me swallowing is terrible on the show sometimes.
Oh. No, I just heard myself swallow as you said that. God, it's so loud.
In Bowling Green, Ohio, you must get approval from a city park director if you want to bring a helium balloon into the park.
Yeah, I believe that's true.
But how often is that happening? We need to bring helium balloons into the park.
That's
Let's
a very
go
specific
get a permit
thing.
So that we can do that. Yeah, that must be just a reaction to something that happened. You know
oh,
what
it
I
is
mean?
True.
Like I bet you a helium balloon popped and people there was a riot.
Wasn't there like the boy that floated off or something like that?
Balloon boy?
Yeah.
Oh, that was horrible. What about that kid that was in the wheel well of the plane on a super long flight and survived, just got out afterwards?
Even, I just saw
walking
the
around.
What happened?
That's all I know about it, is that I've seen like the footage of him just climbing out like, all right, that was how he could have.
People still
have
that idea.
They say he would have froze to death in there.
I'll just chance it. I'll just crawl up in the wheel well.
Yeah.
Just see what happens.
Dumb kid. We'll be right back.
Josh. I'm Eddie Pepitone, and congratulations, you've met me.
Hit me, Oklahoma.
Once a man took so much acid that he threw a frisbee for 35 years without stopping.
Josh.
We've had an uptick in viewers. We're up to 2,306 people watching us live right now, and I'd say about 2,000 of them, maybe 1,800 of them are probably as high as we are, or close.
It's a good number.
Yeah, they're smoking a lot.
That's very high for that many people to be.
I think so. I think there are a lot of high people. There's people that just watch it that don't get high. I hear from them all the time. Appreciate it. Shane Moss, one-hour special, Mating Season on Netflix, June 15th. CD version of that's going to be out June 10th. His tour dates and stuff are at ShaneMoss.com, and if you type it in wrong, it'll get you there anyway, right?
Yep.
Nice. And follow him on Twitter at Shane Comedy. Could you give a one-sentence review of the sativa that we smoked, like that you smoked out of this? I know you've smoked a bunch of different things, but we'll put your one-sentence review on Leafly.
I am insanely high right now. Yeah,
and
I'm
just
very
dash
high.
Comedian Shane Moss. Comma, yeah. Who has tried crack.
Yeah, accidentally tried crack one time. Just the best way to try it.
The guy who's had crack says he's insanely high from today's sativa. I'm going to be doing Doug Loves Movies this Friday in Seattle at the Neptune Theater, on May 31st in Boston at the Brighton Music Hall. And we've just added a taping at the Gramercy Theater in New York City on June 30th. But all my stand-up dates, movie interruptions, all that stuff is at DougLovesMovies.com. I want to read one tweet really fast here, and then we've got one treat for you. Someone wrote on Twitter, "Does this work? Cool show." And then their Twitter handle is 5756808321.
Wow,
so
nice
they just signed on to see if it would work and to say cool show. So thank you very much, 5758683421. Now it's time for you to watch a magic trick. It's
I watched this
time.
Show four times and I forgot that there's going to be magic.
Happens every time. We can't stop it.
Shane, have you ever seen a ship in a bottle like this one?
No, I have not.
Do you know how they build
them? Not like that one.
But a real one?
Yes.
Do you know how they build them, one piece at a time?
Mm-hmm.
I actually have kind of an interesting way of getting the ship to go in.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually something else I can do. You can actually just take the ship like this, shake it out. That's all I got.
Did it happen? Did it work?
It worked very well. That was great. Oh, my God. Last time, I was hanging out with a magician. I was in my hometown. I did a show, and I was, like, working out a new hour, and it was like, I told him, like, this is a rough first draft. And afterwards, there's this dude that I'm friends with that he was showing me all these magic tricks he always shows me. And this very attractive girl comes up. She had just been at my show, and she looks at me, and she's like, huh. And then she goes to this magician, and she's like, I love what you do. Like, this magician. Like, she's just been to my show, and she's like, I really admire you for, like, your creativity and stuff. And, like, really complimenting this magician to, like, show me how much she didn't enjoy my show.
Yeah. magic doesn't hurt anybody's feelings.
Yeah, yeah.
Magic is pure joy. Yeah.
So that's her review of my show.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I didn't see any of this, anything that he did. But it was a good trick.
Yeah, it was like a ship, and then it flipped around, and then he flipped
I heard
it a
him
second
say something
time.
About a ship.
Flipped yeah. it a second time.
All right, I'll watch the next time.
I'm.
Or you could do it for me
up.
After we're done here. I'll watch that one. I'm intrigued because it's it's not a card trick.
Yeah. I am almost too baked to understand anything that's coming out of your
Yay!
Mouth right now. And
that's a perfect amount of baked to be and a perfect time for us to give it the old wrap up. And,
this is a fantastic show. I watched it many times. It was awesome. Thanks for having
four
me.
Four times you watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's many in comedian times of watching mm-hmm. something that you're complimenting. for sure. Because I don't have time for podcasts.
Yeah.
Fortunately, you don't have one anymore, so I don't have to say anything about why I don't listen to it.
No.
It's because it doesn't exist, Shane.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why. But get another one. You're hilarious.
I'm going to.
All right. Cool. Shane Moss. Thank you guys very much. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Visit blackoutx.com/Doug for your exclusive offer.